The Boeing 787 is called the Dreamliner, and it's been billed as the airliner of the future. It's certainly critical to the future of Boeing. Its fuselage is made largely of composite material that makes it lighter and more fuel efficient than the previous generation of jets. The company has racked up 840 orders, the most of any new plane, but the Dreamliner has been plagued by seemingly endless quality issues and production delays. The first test flight was yesterday, and NPR's Wendy Kaufman was there.
The maiden flight of the 787 came more than 2 years late, and the plane is billions of dollars over budget. But for one day at least, the excitement of first flight seemed to eclipse everything else. A huge crowd of Boeing employees lined the runway at Payne Field north of Seattle to witness the event. There were high fives and hugs as the jet rolled down the runway and disappeared into the cloud-laden sky. Matt Knighton, a senior engineer on the project, seemed close to tears of both happiness and relief. His other emotions?
Proud, tired. A lot of people wrapped up a lot of their lives for the last several years making that happen.
Knighton and his team have been working feverishly the past several months to fix a structural weakness in the area where the wing meets the fuselage. It was the latest in a series of problems that beset the 787 from the start. Boeing's use of lightweight carbon fiber material proved more challenging than the company expected, and Boeing outsourced not just production, but also design and engineering work. The plan to fit large sections of the plane together in just 3 days proved elusive, to say the least, though that remains the company's long-term goal. The 787 must also prove itself in terms of aircraft performance. Based on yesterday's flight, Boeing and the 787's chief pilot, Michael Carriker, are extremely pleased.
Everything was, yep, that's yes, 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 rotate, yes, fly away. I rolled the airplane left, and it rolled left, and I rolled it right, and it rolled right, and I stepped on the right rudder pedal, and we are good to fly.
Co-pilot Randy Neville, who exclaimed he must have the best job in the Boeing company, had high praise for the jet as well.
There were no surprises and no major issues with the airplane, which, considering the complexity, that's a huge statement on the quality of the build and the design. In fact, to an extent, we tested a little more aggressively than we were expecting because of the turbulence that we encountered and the icing conditions that we encountered.
If there was a disappointment, it was that the planned 5-hour flight was cut back to 3 hours because of the weather, and some of the tests they planned to conduct had to be postponed. Still, yesterday marked just the beginning of a rigorous 9-month testing program. The idea is to find the weak links, if there are any, and fix them. Test pilots will deliberately push the jet to its outer limits, subjecting it to things such as lightning strikes, mid-air stalls, and engine failure on takeoff. Boeing hopes to deliver the first of its new twin-aisle mid-range jets late next year. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News, Seattle.